Okay, so we'll start tonight's class in standing. And just start by getting a sense of how it is that, just your general idea, your general sense really of how standing feels. And feel the pressure between your two feet. If there were a scale underneath each foot, is your sense that they would register an equal amount, or would more weight be going through one foot than the other? Again, as always, these questions sometimes may register with a direct hit, or you may just search for the information and not really know. And notice also what is the condition of your knees in standing. Do your knees feel loose or straight or hyperextended, or are they doing any more work than they need to be doing? And place your feet as close to each other as you can comfortably. Now, you feel free to have your eyes open for this if you like. You don't have to have your eyes closed for this one in standing. If you want to close them from time to time just to kind of compare how it feels, that's okay. And begin to, from your ankles, oscillate your body a little forward and back, as though your body is kind of like a pencil that has some articulation right in your ankles and moves a little forward and back. This is a little different than some of the oscillation we've been doing in some of the other classes, where I actually have you align your torso in the upright. In this, your torso will be tilting along with everything else. And you want to notice how far forward you go comfortably. How far forward do you go so that you don't feel that your heels are lifting? How far backward do you go so that you don't feel your toes are either lifting or gripping? That's it. And bring your attention back to that pressure in your feet. And the ease in your knees and in your jaws. And if your body were a pencil and the top of your head were the little point, notice what kind of shape it would be making as you go from forward to back. Does it seem to be a straight line or a little squiggle? That's good. And if you like, for a moment, you may want to just refresh your standing. If you want to even move around, you feel free to do that. Whatever makes you feel a little more refreshed. And then bring your feet back together as close as they can come comfortably. Sometimes you can have them standing right touching each other, but you might feel that this isn't so comfortable for your balance. So if it's not, make sure that you really feel that you can stand comfortably. And once again, begin to oscillate just a little bit forward and back. Good. And then come back to whatever seems like the middle. And from here, let yourself oscillate slightly to the right and slightly to the left. And again, remember, it's from, in a sense, from your feet and your ankles this is happening, almost as if you were a tree going from side to side. Notice how the pressure goes along. And notice in this going from side to side, what's your safety zone? What part of this movement allows you to breathe easily? And of course, you could just, as you're doing this, track the sensations through your body. You'll feel different parts of you responding to the shifts in weight. Good. And the top of your head's making a little line from side to side now. And the next time you're over to the left, begin to, in a circular movement, move a little forward, and then a little back to the right, and then back towards your heels. You don't have to make it that far, but whatever seems like a circular movement. And try to notice if you can get it to be very circular. It could be a small circle. And then reverse the direction of the circle. That's good. That's good. And take several steps around the room now and just get a sense of how your feet interact with the floor in walking, what your sense of balance is like, how your hips move. Good. And good. And come on back to your places, wherever they are. And we're going to go back to a different kind of shifting that we've been working with quite a bit in this class, with your feet just a comfortable distance apart. And with your torso remaining upright, notice how far you can go a little bit to the right and a little bit to the left, maintaining that uprightness in your torso. Maintaining your breathing. Maintaining that easiness in your knees. So with this, in a sense, you want to have your pelvis and your head kind of be in the same perpendicular line as you go from one side to the other. letting your jaws be free. And notice the extent to which your eyes can be at ease. They might be active, but just at ease in doing this. And begin to work a little bit with, on each side, lightening the foot on which you're not standing, so that you're hardly have any weight on the floor through that side. As you do this, you want to be really paying attention to the ease in your breathing. Correct. I think the technical term for it is translating your torso.
Well, the whole vertical.
The whole vertical. Translating the vertical. Excellent. And you want to go just as far with this, Francoise, as you can, and have your hands be at ease. If you have, what happens is when you get to a certain point, if you start really struggling, you'll find that your hands start to go into the ready to fall hand or the ready to grasp hand. If you feel any of that activity going on, just do a little bit less, make it a little bit lighter. You see that if you, rather than trying to do too much at once, if you work at it very gradually, your nervous system gets a sense of, oh, okay, it's going towards bearing all of the weight on one leg. Let me prepare this person for this. And you'll find that that each time it gets just a little bit easier to do. So that's why you really want to work with this work on the ease with the breathing. You want to have that, because if you go past that and it disappears, what happens is your nervous system just brings its old tricks in to give you a sense of an immediate sense of accomplishment. But that actually is, which is good if, you know, if someone says $1 million, stand on one leg, you know, okay, you'd want to accomplish it. But here what you want to accomplish is to actually make connections and to experience an ease in your balance. And the leg which is lifting, you'll find that as it starts to lift a little bit, even if it's just lifting the heel, you'll find that that knee bends a little bit. It's almost as though there's like a little string kind of pulling that knee. So think in terms of softening. Good. And walk around the room a little bit now. Just give that a try. A sense of what walking feels like now. Now, And one of these times when your right foot is forward, stop there. And with your torso perpendicular, and that's your left foot forward. That's your...
Right foot?
Yeah, your right foot forward.
Oh, I thought you said left foot, I'm sorry.
Yeah, there you go. That's it, your right foot forward. Good. Good. I'm reassured that it was you, and I always say the wrong word. I think I actually got it right tonight. But now, begin to shift your weight between the 2 feet a little bit forward and a little bit backward. Now, if you need to bring the feet a little bit closer together, but what you're doing is you're shifting the weight between the 2 feet at first. And if you actually lift the left heel a little bit, notice if you could just reverse the movement and move it right back to where it came from. In other words, can you do a reversible movement? In a sense, you want to be as non-automatic with this movement as possible. So you don't want to just kind of fall into kind of a repetition where you're not actually considering the movement each time. And notice if it is possible for you, and it may not be yet, but if it is, if it's possible for you to actually interrupt the contact between the floor and your back foot, and then the floor and your front foot. Just notice what this is like. What is the easiest journey you can make between these two movements? That's it. And nice and easy with the knees. And again, with this, you want to keep your torso perpendicular. So you don't want to be bending your head forward at the last minute to get that last little extra bit. You want to notice if you can keep your torso upright with this. And begin walking around once again. And the next time your left foot is forward, you can let that be forward and let yourself just kind of fall there, wherever it is. I don't mean fall there, let it just fall wherever it is. Wrong suggestion. And begin to move your weight a little bit between the right foot in the back and the left foot in the front. And you'll find that the weight that's not bearing, the leg that's not bearing the weight, has an opportunity to soften. Is it able to take that opportunity? You might find the answer is, oh yeah, didn't know it could do that. Or the answer might be, oh, seems like it should, but it doesn't seem to want to... let itself soften and rest. That's it. Now, and begin to walk around a little bit. That's it. And just for a moment, if you wanted to just really lift your arm up a little bit, but not really straighten your hand. Now, you know, you could actually do that. Say if we were going to say, just kind of imagine that there's a little, like a little string on your wrist. And you notice how at ease that can be. Now, of course, the angle changes as you're going down. You do the same thing with your other hand. You might find it's a little bit different one hand than the other. Nice. Okay. Now, I want you to imagine your foot the same way. Is it possible to lift one foot and let that foot really hang from the ankle as you do that? Now, if you are not so able to let it go, you could actually stand against the wall like this and let yourself really just lean against the wall to experiment with that a bit. The foot, you're actually lifting the knee but letting the foot relax while it's lifting. And in a sense, you're almost letting its contact with the floor help it to realign. So one of the things you'll see in the beautiful movements of Tai Chi, you'll see that they're very, very, very soft when they move, and they're not really utilizing anything extraneous. And some of these guys, I know when I worked with my Tai Chi teacher in New York, he was one of Chen Men Cheng's assistants, he wanted to use me as a demonstration model, and he just said, I'm going to just show you what force can be. He went like, kind of like a little movement like this, and I started, it just flew right across the room. And it didn't actually feel like it injured me, it was just this force that came through and actually lifted me up off the ground. So these guys, they get a tremendous amount of force by doing that, and power. But there's also a great deal of stability. It's a whole different order of balance that you get to when you can actually let that other leg really take its rest. This leg is balanced, that leg can rest. So you'll find very often that what happens is this kind of thing. Very often when I have people balance, they do this kind of thing, like kind of like the hand ready to fall. It's like the foot ready to to do something. But this is really a different kind of balance. And you just see that what it's like to have that foot actually be relaxed and coming into contact with the ground. You really will feel the ground much more profoundly. You'll actually feel the floor, which many people don't do. I mean, they're aware, they can report, oh, my foot has just touched the floor. I know it because I've taken several steps. Stands to reason. But it's one of those things like driving a car and not realizing that you've done it. A part of your brain takes over and you really aren't, you know, the way they say it these days is present for it. But this, if your foot is really has that softness, you really will, you will feel things on the floor that you don't usually feel. You'll have that sensory input.
One thing I think is, don't matter. I find I don't want my knee to be locked.
Right.
If it's locked, it's much harder.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, this way. It's, you
know. Yeah. See. It should almost be like as if sometimes I have people sit down and I actually pick up their leg for them. And there's some people even with that who can't, it will hold their foot like this. So, but you'll see that there's a little level and you could really differentiate it as you go along. You'll feel on certain days you'll have that sense of softness in that. To have that kind of sense going between that stability of the leg and the softness of it, it opens up a whole field of intelligent movement. Because if everything is just, you know, like tight, like this, like, then you'll see that kind of walk. I mean, you can hear it. You get the Frankenstein walk or the, and, you know, I mean, I could feel just doing that right now, how much I was banging my foot against the floor, you know. Well, you do that enough and, you know, with not alignment and unawareness because, you know, habit makes you unaware. I mean, it makes you not notice anything that's outside of the habit pattern. You know, you could do a lot of damage that way. Conversely, if you do have the ability to be aware, what happens is that the information comes into you before you get to the point where you do damage. You would notice it earlier. So take a few steps around the room now and just notice what that's like. And you don't have to take big steps. Notice just how much you can do kind of with a relaxed ankle and foot. Sometimes this could be, depending on how your torso moves, allows your hips to move. You'll be able to do this with even larger steps. But, you know, you shouldn't have that goal at first. The goal is just to actually notice how to do that. And it could be with small steps. Okay. And then at a certain point, letting your ankles be as relaxed as possible, you can start with bigger steps, faster steps. And just notice in doing this, there's that certain fit between your foot and the floor. Just notice at what pace it breaks down. And maybe it doesn't. Okay.